Tanya Miller. Science and Symphony Ware. Farquhar Auditorium, University of Victoria, 3800 Finnerty Road, Wen. Sunday, September 25, 2:30 p.m. Tickets. $48 to $68 from tickets.uvic.ca or 250-721-8480. Tanya Miller spent 14 fruitful years with the Victoria Symphony, during which time she became one of the best-loved public figures in the city. It was a reciprocal relationship, by all accounts. Miller said she remains close with several Victoria-based friends and associates whom she got to know during her tenure. "It is really sentimental for me to be able to come back to Victoria," she said. Miller, who now lives in Vancouver, is returning to the University of Victoria's Farquhar Auditorium this weekend for Tanya Miller, Science and Symphony, her first turn as guest conductor since 2020. Her prior performance was live-streamed without an audience, so Miller is eager to reconnect in person with musicians and members of the community who made her time here so enjoyable. "I was always bonded to making sure the symphony was such a big part of the city, and was connecting people with all kinds of interests," said Miller, who was given the title of Music Director Emerita when she left the company in 2017. "I'm happy to come back to a place where that kind of relationship was built over a long period of time." Though she collaborates with orchestras in Montreal, Toronto, and Ottawa, Miller now spends much of her time as a guest conductor in the U.S., in places such as Rhode Island, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. In their collaborative performance on Sunday, Miller and the Victoria Symphony will form an audiovisual ensemble with filmmaker and astronomer Jose Francisco Salgado. He is screening NASA footage of the sun and moon and images of the northern lights while the musicians perform. Miller and the Victoria Symphony first worked with Salgado in 2009, when the latter was an astronomer and science visualizer at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago, for a musical project soundtracked by Gustav Holst's The Planets and tied to the International Year of Astronomy. Collaborative endeavors such as these are passion projects for Miller, who like to connect things from different communities to music. At the Farquhar Auditorium on Sunday, the program will be drawn from several sources, including Claude Debussy and Anton Dvorak. Aurora Triptych by Edmonton composer John Estacio will be the centerpiece under which his composition Solaris, Borealis, and Wondrous Light will explore nature, music, science, and photography. The collaboration between Estacio and Salgado is so beautiful. Images of the northern lights are so incredible to watch. When they are married to this tapestry of music John has created, it's just mesmerizing. The inventive afternoon of music is not the type of programming many orchestras in Canada gravitate toward, but it is emblematic of the Victoria Symphony, Miller said. The organization has become known for inventive programming not unlike Tanya Miller, Science and Symphony. The symphony reaches out to the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria, reaches out to the Royal BC Museum, the people who are already doing creative things in the community, and makes them more interesting through that connection. It brings a different perspective to what it is we do at the symphony. It is incredibly important to give people the classical music experience. M. Devlin at TimesColonist.com.